Are you one of those who expected to see the police swooping down on businesses and homes in Barbados and dragging people before the courts for corruption after the last general elections? If you are, then Attorney General Dale Marshall says you got it all wrong. Mr. Marshall was speaking last night on Anti-Corruption Day as a panelist in a discussion mounted by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, where he said he wasn't trying to make excuses if, in the view of some, he hasn't taken Barbados further along the anti-corruption path in the 2.5 years that the Barbados Labour Party has been in office. What has stopped the administration from making greater strides in this regard? Well, for one thing, the AG says people who told him and the Prime Minister that they had incriminating evidence just didn't live up to the promise when asked to come forward.
I can say that we've had instances where individuals who came to myself and the Prime Minister and said, this is what happened, when the individual was encouraged by us to come forward and give evidence, his response was, man, I still have to do business in Barbados. My children go to school at the same school and things of that sort. And those are some of the challenges that we face in a small community like Barbados. There's a sense in which we want to speak frequently and openly about things, but when the rubber hits the road and we need people to come forward and give evidence, I have to say that our experience so far has been very disappointing.
He says files have gone missing and Barbados lacks enough resources to investigate such crimes. To address this, he says a company from the UK called Fulcrum submitted a first report at the end of 2019.
And that report, in essence, highlighted a number of government agencies and departments where there is an indication that corrupt practices are likely to be found, to have been found. They were then required to do a more in-depth study and amass the details, the evidence that we need to put before the court. But there have been some challenges with that. The reality is that these experts are very costly. And in the face of the difficulties with COVID, we've had to consider whether we can afford to engage the full panoply of services that they want to offer us. Currently, we are trying to negotiate a pared-down version so that we will still continue to bring in specialists to investigate certain agencies, but we simply will not be able to afford to do all of them.
He says government has added 2 more people to the Financial Investigation Crimes Unit of the police force. There are now 6 people in that unit rather than 4, and they are going to be assisting the foreign investigators, forensic analysts, and lawyers whom the AG says are still coming to carry out what he calls the slow and painstaking exercise of investigating these matters. They're also making changes to that integrity in public life legislation that was killed in the Senate in the last session, this time around taking out a part of it which calls for a public register of the assets of people in public life, and stipulating that only judges appointed after the legislation takes effect will be affected by it. In addition, a prevention of corruption bill that died when Parliament was prorogued is being enhanced in keeping with advice from the UK consultants, and a specialist investigative unit for corruption is being established through an anti-corruption and anti-terrorist and agency bill.
This agency, UN setup, will be staffed by a small crack squad of investigators, and their responsibility will, this is not a police state, but as reports come in, people are saying this person took money for that, this person took money for that. This agency is expected to carry out those investigations and to do so independently of the Royal Barbados Police Force.
Attorney General Dale Marshall on SAGICOR's Early Business.